Hi everyone. Welcome to day 7 of our week of prayer for international missions. I hope you've been praying specifically each day for these missionaries that are supported by your offering and the Southern Baptists as they're on the mission field. Today, we're going to talk about someone that has a tough job. We all might think we have tough jobs, but this lady has a really tough job. She is in an area called Kailia. And it's in South Asia, or it's actually a people called Kailia in South Asia, but they're Muslim. You can imagine the difficulty she has witnessing to these people, but also the danger that she has as she witnesses to people in this area. So today, let's specifically be in prayer for this woman and for the Kailia people. Probably didn't say that right, but God knows where they're at. So thank you. And we'll finish up with our week of prayer on day 8 tomorrow.
When you have been told from the time that you're born that Jesus is not God, Bible's corrupted, and to follow Jesus is to commit blasphemy and you're going to be turned away from your family, that's a whole nother task. And so we're going to the tip of the spear because we're getting to people that have only heard lies of Jesus. They've heard his name, but they've been told lies about him and to reject and to not listen. What we do, it's very hard. It takes a lot of time and a lot of sacrifice on a lot of areas. But when you see someone get it, when you see them come from darkness to light, and they literally know that their life is forever changed, and no matter what persecution or whatever happens, that they're with Christ, that they're His for eternity, that's worth it. God sees the bigger picture, or maybe someone in our work sees one or two Muslims come to Christ after 3 or 4 years, but God takes those 2 or 3 and snowballs. We've seen Muslims hear the gospel and be baptized and follow and be strong lights. Christ says to pray for the Lord of the harvest because the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Then Jesus tells them, now go. I think don't people, they kind of stop it. We're going to pray for the workers. But then Jesus says, yeah, you're going to pray for workers, but go. Revelation is guaranteeing us as well to say, hey, all people will have representatives before the throne. We want to see Southern Baptists love Jesus, love his word, and give sacrificially to Lottie Moon Christmas offering so that the gospel can go to the ends of the earth and even specifically to the large Muslim groups like I work with.